Welcome to the KK Ministry Podcast. This is your host, L.A. Smith. You are listening to podcast session number 4. This podcast is about the incident in Pakistan involving Christians and the burning down of their homes by Muslims. If you are not familiar with the story, listen to a snippet of the story taken from an article published on March 9th, 2013 in the New York Times entitled Attacks on Christian Follows Claims of Blasphemy in Pakistan, written by Declan Walsh and Waskar Jelani. An enraged Muslim crowd attacked a Christian neighborhood in Lahore on Saturday, setting fire to more than 150 houses and 2 churches in a new display of religious intolerance as Pakistan reels from violent persecution against other minorities. In Peshawar, on Saturday, a bomb exploded in a mosque, killing at least 4 people and wounding 28, the police said. In Lahore, several thousand people attacked the Joseph Colony, a Christian neighborhood of about 200 homes, after a report that a Christian sanitation worker had blasphemed the Prophet Muhammad. Blasphemy has acquired a hair trigger sensitivity across Pakistan in recent years, with an alarming increase in mob violence. The claims of blasphemy in Lahore, the police said, stem from an argument on Wednesday evening between 2 friends, Sawan Masih, the sanitation worker, and Shahid Imran, a Muslim barber. On Thursday, Mr. Imran accused Mr. Masih, 28, of blasphemy, sending a shiver of apprehension through the Christian population. People began to leave their homes that evening, and on Friday, the police prepared charges against Mr. Masih. On Saturday morning, several thousand people, including ethnic Pashtuns who worked in nearby factories, set upon the colony. Some were armed with batons and pistols, the police said. They vandalized Christians' houses, desecrated churches, and opened fire on the police, according to a police spokesman. Several policemen were hurt as they tried to intervene. Others who rushed to the Joseph Colony, which is an industrial area home to scrapyards and factories, tried to extinguish the fires. By evening, about 178 houses, 18 shops, and 2 churches had been damaged by fire, said Ahmad Raza, who was leading the rescue operation. Okay, question for you folks. How many homes do you think would be remaining in the United States if Christians burned a couple of hundred homes every time somebody blasphemed the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ? Thank God that love for one another and doing unto others as we will want them to do unto us is the essential and foundational element and requirement to being a follower of Jesus the Christ. Imagine what kind of holy war we would have if Christians behaved the way the Muslims are in Pakistan every time somebody disrespected the name of Yahweh. Thank you for listening to the KK Ministry Podcast. Once again, this is your host, Watchman, and Christian news broadcaster of relevant Christian news, especially as it pertains to Bible prophecy, L.A. Smith. Please visit my website at kkministry.com, where you will find additional podcasts along with news reports and videos. Remember, true wisdom comes from God. Keep God first and everything else will fall in place.